Track 2. Hello, and welcome to the news, recorded on Wednesday, the 25th of April. I'm Louise.
I'm Margaret.
I'm Joyce.
And your sound engineer this week is Cam. And now Margaret will start us off with the news.
Dudley Conservatives have pledged to find £4 million to fix potholes in the borough if they gain a majority in the elections next month. The investment would see £1 million allocated per year for the next 4 years to fix the streets, which council chiefs have described as Dudley's crumbling road network. Council leader Patrick Harley said, in 2012, Labour took control of Dudley Council and slashed the road budgets by £300,000 per year. Every year in 2017. It said in 2012 that Dudley, as a result, would become the pothole capital of the Black Country. And I have been proved right, as the borough's roads are in the worst condition I can ever recall. If we manage to gain a majority following the May elections, my group will find the funding to the tune of £1 million per year for the next 4 years. The council leader said up to £500,000 would be spent per year targeting some of the borough's worst potholed hotspots and aim to address up to 10,000 potholes. Councillor Harley claimed that a yearly investment of £100,000 would be used to clean gullies and £400,000 used to resurface up to 50 Dudley roads and pavements. But council chiefs have said the Conservative pledge is not enough and have called for more pressure to be put on the government. Councillor Khurshid Ahmed of the Labour Party said, I certainly welcome any money that is going to be spent on the roads. The roads are in a serious disrepair and there are lots of potholes. We welcome that, but there is more to be done and that is certainly not enough. We must keep the pressure on the government. We want to make sure that our roads are safe. The longer we leave it, and the less we spend, the worse the roads will get. Another Labour councillor said the investment voted for by both parties in the recent budget was welcomed, but a drop in the ocean compared to what the roads needed. Councillor John Martin of the Labour Party said, both the majority parties voted for the budget that was passed and we both agreed on the need for extra investment in terms of council services and highways and roads that are included in that. Dudley's crumbling road network is an urgent need of extra investment. The Conservative investment pledged follows a £700,000 bid from Dudley Council to introduce free car parking on all council-owned car parks in Dudley from April the 16th.
Shopping centre owner Intu aims to bring Merrihill up to the level of its biggest site, Manchester's Trafford Centre. The company has already revealed plans to spend more than £100 million on the shopping centre at Briley Hill, with a new cinema as part of an expanded leisure and dining area. And Next is converting the former Sainsbury's supermarket into one of the chain's biggest UK stores. Now, Intu has revealed its aim to put Merrihill on a par with one of the biggest and most successful shopping centres in the country. The company told the City, at Intu, Merrihill in the West Midlands, a centre we took full ownership of in 2016. We have a great opportunity to generate value with a leisure extension, similar to that at Intu Lakeside, to ensure that the centre has a compelling mix of retail, catering and leisure on a par with our flagship asset outside Manchester, into Trafford Centre. It came as the property giant revealed rising customer numbers and its success, signing up a string of major shopping brands for its centres up and down the country. The bullish trading statement was seen as part of Intu's efforts to quell any doubts about its proposed 3.4 billion tie-up with Bullring and Grand Central owner Hammerson. The threat to deal from gatecrashers Klépierre appears to subside last week after the French group abandoned its rival bid for Hammerson. But Hammerson dropped a bombshell on Wednesday morning by announcing that it was recommending its shareholders to reject the Intu merger. Meanwhile, Intu says it has taken a 3.9 million hit in recent months from the collapse of major retail chains such as Toys R Us and Maplin, as well as restructuring by the likes of New Look and Prezzo. But its trading update for the year so far was focused on record demand from retail chains and a strong operating performance. Chief Executive David Fischel said, "Our prime shopping centres produced a strong first quarter with lettings at increased rents, high occupancy and footfall exceeding the comparable period last year. With footfall significantly and consistently outperforming the Shop Attack national retail benchmark over the last 5 years. It was a record 3 months for retailer demand as we signed 60 new leases with high quality names increasing their presence with Intu and great new brands coming to our shopping centres for the first time. This includes flagship retailers Zara and River Island trebling and doubling their spaces respectively at Intu Lakeside and Abercrombie and Fish, choosing Intu Trafford Centre for its first UK store outside London. Mr. Fischel said Intu continued to see growth opportunities for its 10 billion UK portfolio, including its four biggest sites, Trafford Centre, Lakeside in Essex, Gateshead Metro Centre and Maryhill. The group said that its 60 new long-term leases were worth up to £10 million a year in rent.
Nearly 300 parents have been fined after being caught by a spy car introduced to crack down on poor parking outside school gates. Parents in the Dudley Borough have paid out more than £8,400 to date, as 294 fines were dished out between September 2017 and March 2018. The Dudley Council camera vehicle has been out on the streets looking for evidence of bad parking outside schools, with parents facing fines of up to £70. The vehicle was introduced at the start of the new school term in September last year in a bid to improve children's safety. The move followed complaints about problem parking. The camera only starts rolling when the car has driven over yellow zigzag lines. Once the car leaves the area, the camera stops rolling. Council officers have then been tasked with sifting through the footage to catch the perpetrators. Alan Lund, the council's strategic director for Place, said illegal parking by some motorists was putting the lives of children at risk. The most fines were handed out on Hillcrest Road, Kateshill, near to St Joseph's Primary School. Fines were also issued to parents parking in Church Road, in Coseley, outside Christ Church Primary School. The spy car was also kept busy outside Netherton Primary School on Highbridge Road, Netherton, Blowers Road Primary School on Blowers Green Road, Dudley, and Castle High School on St James's Road. Mr Lunt said, We take safety around our schools extremely seriously, but the illegal parking by some motorists is putting the lives of children at risk. While fortunately, the majority of drivers do park responsibly, there are still some who flout the law. The zigzag lines are there for a reason, so children can see and be seen when going to and from school. He added, "We will continue to use a CCTV vehicle on the streets around our schools to help make them safer." The scheme is self-financing, with any surplus money generated from fines being ring-fenced to go back into the upkeep of roads in the borough and improve road safety.
Beacon Centre is reminding residents around the Black Country to remain careful and be vigilant following news of alleged fake doorstep collectors, asking locals to sign up to direct debits. If you suspect someone is not genuine and is not part of a charity, then close the door and report the incident to the police. The Beacon Centre has also made it clear it does not canvass for money or direct debits door to door, and would like to remind residents that the safest and easiest way to donate is online or over the phone at www.beaconvision.org or call 01902 880 111.
Lloyds Bank is set to close the doors at two of its branches for good, in line with a wide cut at almost 50 of its sites. Lloyds Banking Group will look to close its Briley Hill site on the High Street. Another of the branches earmarked to close is the Lloyds Bank branch in Market Street, Hensford. The news comes as it axes more than 1,200 jobs and plans to shut 49 of its branches in a nationwide shake-up. Briley Hill ward councillor Zofar Islam said, "It is going to be another loss because the traders can go and do their night cashing if you have a high street bank, and not every person, particularly elderly people, have access to online banking. I hope that Lloyds will consult their customers and they work out how they will be servicing through an alternative branch or branches. We councillors have no control over these things, and I wish we did have some control. We are losing the post offices and losing the banks. It affects the community spirit." The group is creating 925 roles elsewhere in the business and insisted the overall job losses would be 305. Lloyds pledged to expand its mobile branch network by another 7 to 36 to help offset the branch closures. The branches will close across its Lloyds and Halifax banking brands between July and October this year.
A schoolboy who completed a 100-mile charity walk despite having an injury has raised enough money to help pay for a life-changing operation. Alfie Bohr, 11, from Tettenhall, Wolverhampton, has raised more than £6,500 to help fund surgery and aftercare for 5-year-old Leon Thompson, who has cerebral palsy. The treatment will allow Leon, who lives in Codsall, to walk and live pain-free. Alfie's mum, Nicola, said, "I'm really proud of him. He walked through rain, snow and hail. He's a very selfless person." Alfie's walk started at Alder High Hospital in Liverpool, where Leon will have the surgery, and passed through Warrington, Alderley Edge, Congleton, Stoke and Stafford before finishing at Molyneux. However, 4 days into the journey, Alfie was taken to hospital with exhaustion and a serious leg injury. He was also suffering from a low body temperature caused by the cold temperatures he had to walk through. "He was really struggling to walk," said Nicola. Medical staff advised the youngster to stop, but he insisted on carrying on. Alfie, a two-time finalist in the Wolverhampton Young Citizen of the Year, came up with an enterprising solution. He borrowed a wheelchair to help him complete the journey. They said that if he continued walking, he could snap his ligament and the damage would be irreversible, said Nicola. That really made me even more proud of him. Alfie finished the walk on April the 11th and was joined by Leon for the final part of the journey. Later that day, the pair attended Wolves' home match against Derby and got the chance to go on to the pitch before kick-off when the stadium's compere told the crowd all about their story. He loved it. He's a big Wolves fan, Nicola said. Will Norris gave him a signed Wolves shirt and goalkeeper gloves, which he plans to auction off for charity. Alfie decided to help Leon after reading about his story on social media. He's always wanted to raise money for charity and he was looking for something to do, said Nicola. The Christchurch Church of England Junior School pupil gave up a place on his school trip to Edinburgh to take on the walk and donated the £430 cost of the trip to Leon's cause. Although the families did not know each other before, they have now become good friends and have since met up after the walk. And thanks to Alfie's donation, Leon's family have hit their £80,000 target and his operation has been booked for October.
Shoppers can get a free blood pressure check in Dudley as part of a stroke awareness campaign. The Rotary Club of Dudley, Dudley Stroke Association, DSA, and health professionals will be taking over a shop in the Churchill precinct on May the 17th as part of an awareness campaign, free health checks, including blood pressure readings and lifestyle advice that will be offered to shoppers throughout the day. Roger Edwards from the DSA said, "The Rotary Stroke Awareness event grows year on year. It's a really great campaign aimed at preventing illnesses and highlighting the benefits of healthy lifestyles. The support we get from our local Rotarians and Dudley's health professionals is truly amazing. In the relaxed and informal atmosphere of the shopping centre, together we are offering people the opportunity to have on-the-spot health checks. I'd encourage people to come along, have a chat and make the most of this free service. We are here to help."
A plan to build a community centre looks to have hit the rocks amid fears over car parking. Leaders from the Gurdwara Guru in Tividale had applied for planning permission for the new centre to be built on the car park of its temple in Upper Chapel Street. But ahead of a decision being made next week, planning officers have recommended refusal over insufficient car parking. A petition with scores of signatures was submitted to the council against the plans. Sandwell council officers cited parking concerns from the centre being built, which could be to the detriment of other road users. A council report says, following a number of car parking surveys being undertaken, and in consideration of evidence provided by residents, the head of highways has now formally objected to the proposal. It is considered that the existing car park is wholly required for the existing use by the temple, and any loss and increased demand would inevitably lead to increased parking on adjacent streets. The proposal would result in removal of an aspect of the car park, which would result in insufficient car parking being provided for the existing temple and the proposed centre. This would be to the detriment of the users of the highway, and refusal is therefore recommended. The council received 7 objections to the proposals, one of which was the petition with 62 signatures. Opponents raised fears about parking, noise pollution, light pollution, and potential for antisocial behaviour. The community centre has been mooted for land which was turned into a car park back in 2010, with extra spaces added 2 years later. An application was submitted to the council for the centre along with associated works. It was earmarked for the west side of the car park and was due to be open from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. from Monday to Sunday.
Big-hearted staff from HomeServe's headquarters in Warsaw have helped raise more than £100,000 for a range of West Midlands-based charities as part of a £134,000 fundraising drive. Representatives from 16 UK charities joined Warsaw Mayor Councillor Marco Longhi, CEO of Warsaw FC Stefan Gamble, and staff from the HomeServe offices nationwide at a special ceremony held at the Home Assistance Group's headquarters in Green Lane. As well as afternoon tea, each of the charities walked away with a certificate outlining the funding being given to them to help support their work. HomeServe fundraisers helped raise almost £60,000 through a range of events and activities, including auctions, cake sales, raffles, charity football matches, sleepouts, and a coast-to-coast charity bike ride. With match funding from the company, as well as a donation of funds from staff buying additional holidays, the fundraising target soared to £134,353 this year. John Greaves, HomeServe's brand director, hosted the event, celebrating the fundraising efforts, as well as the work of the range of charities benefiting. We've hit an incredible fundraising target this year, and we're delighted to be able to support so many amazing charities as a result, he said. Our people really do love to give their time and effort to support causes close to their hearts. Often these are charities that they or their departments have an affinity with or care deeply about, so we're proud to be able to support them all. Among the Midlands-based beneficiaries this year, £23,805 was handed over to the Volunteer Emergency Rider Service, the Midlands Free Wheelers. £25,034 was given to Midlands Langer Seaver Society. £16,968 to Birmingham Children's Hospital. £10,431 to Cars Rescue. £6,422 to Acorn Children's Hospice. £6,079 to St Giles Hospice. £3,940 to Midlands Air Ambulance. £3,259 to Help Harry Help Others. £2,615 to Compton Hospice. And £2,523 was handed to homeless charity, See for Fireside. HomeServe's people team also raised £4,869 to support national charity SANS, which supports parents dealing with a stillbirth or neonatal death in their family. We know these funds will be used to support some vital work in the communities in which our people live and work, added John. We're incredibly privileged to be able to support so many organisations doing so much for the good people they serve.
Staff from a Stourbridge-based law firm have pledged their support to help Birmingham Children's Hospital carry out its life-saving care. Talbot's Law named the Specialist Paediatric Centre as its Charity of the Year and has already presented it with a £10,000 donation to help it deliver treatments, complex surgical procedures and research to young people up to the age of 16. Employees from across the company's 7 offices were invited to nominate their preferred good causes, and following much deliberation, the 3 most popular choices were put forward for a final vote that was made at the business's annual party. Mary Mucklow, Chief Executive of Talbot's Law, said, "There was a lot of personal stories of families and friends that have been helped and supported by Birmingham's Children's Hospital. So the decision was a comprehensive one in the end. We always kickstart the year of fundraising by donating an initial sum. And then we hope to build on this a host of different activities that will be organised by the firm and our employees. The emphasis is on getting as many people involved as possible. Ian Bond and I visited Eloise Davison and Paul Moore at Birmingham Children's Hospital Charity to present the cheque and find out a little more about the amazing care they provide every day of the week, every week of the year. Birmingham Children's Hospital, which was rated as outstanding by the CCQ in February 2017, looks after 90,000 children and young people from across the country every year. It operates a national liver and small bowel transplant centre and is a global centre of excellence for complex heart conditions, the treatments of burns, cancer, liver and kidney disease. Talbot's staff have already taken part in the Big Bandage Day and are looking forward to embarking on a London to Paris bike ride, and a daunting Snowdon challenge. Eloise Davison, Corporate Fundraising Manager at Birmingham Children's Hospital Charity, said, "We are truly thankful for all the hard work Talbot's Law has put into raising such a fantastic amount of money for our patients. The funds they have raised will go a long way to making a huge difference to the lives of our brave children and their families as we continue our plans to improve our facilities, enabling us to treat even more children from Birmingham, the West Midlands and across the country." Talbot's has 7 offices in Stourbridge, Dudley, Halesowen, Kidderminster, Stourport, Wolverhampton and Codsall.
8 scarlet macaws have winged their way to Dudley Zoo's newly built aviary. The £30,000 development has given the colourful residents who came from Paradise Park in Cornwall plenty of space, as the aviary is more than 50% bigger than the previous building. The zoo was granted planning permission to demolish 3 parrot aviaries and replace them with a large single aviary near Lemur Wood, and bosses say that the finished result looks fabulous. Zoo manager Matt Lewis said, "These birds are such a bright, vibrant colour and will definitely make themselves heard. Visitors will hear them as they walk up the hill, and our bird keepers will have to wear ear defenders when they are inside with them." Contractors started work on the aviary in January, but we lost 2 weeks because of the snow. The keepers have added the finishing touches and done the landscaping work, and it's looking great. The birds from the old aviaries, the Goffin's cockatoo and the pair of yellow-shouldered Amazon parrots, have moved to other parts of the site, while the pair of military macaws have left to go to Tilgate Nature Centre in West Sussex.
And with that final news item from Joyce, we'll now make way for this week's notices. So it's goodbye from Louise.
Bye-bye from Margaret.
And goodbye from Joyce.